In the world full of distraction, it's very difficult to stay productive as a digital entrepreneur. So in today's episode, I am going to tell you three highly productive activities for digital entrepreneurs that if you will practice on a continuous basis, will help you to improve your focus and also it will boost your productivity and take it to the next level. So the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. So, first of all, be honest with yourself and just admit it that yes, there is a lot of distractions which are actually killing a lot of time and you are actually wasting a lot of time on the things which actually don't matter a lot, which don't have any significance, which are not important, and they are just taking away your time and one of the major activity is scrolling through social media and continuously checking your phone, because it's one of the I think the biggest problem that most of the people across the world are facing. And on an average, people are spending 3-4 hours every day on phone, and it's minimum. People are spending even more than that. 8 hours, 10 hours are also there. Okay, so it totally depends. But yes, we are wasting a lot of our time in doing the activities which are actually not productive, which actually distract us and take our focus away from the most important things that we need to that we need to work on. So in today's episode, let's just talk about three powerful activities that will help you to stay productive, that will help you to stay more focused in your work as a digital entrepreneur. So let's just see what are those three activities. So the first activity that I want to talk about is it's mind mapping. Okay, so what does it mean? Mind mapping is actually simply there are various tools available in the market that are called mind mapping tools, and you can actually use these tools to write down your ideas, to write down exactly what you are thinking. Okay, it's a very powerful way of getting your thoughts organized and giving it a structure. Okay, so whenever you are planning something, whenever you are trying to remember few important things about a particular topic, you can write it on a mind map. Because in a mind map, it gives you an opportunity to write everything in different segments, in different nodes, different branches, and because of that, you can actually create a structure which will give you a lot of clarity. Second thing, it will help you to stay focused on one particular topic. When you are doing the mind mapping, you are recalling everything that you feel is important, and you are writing it down on a mind map in a proper structured manner. So it is a very powerful activity if you keep noting down your thoughts, your learnings, your plans on a mind map. If you create a mind map for all these things, you will have a very structured format of your thoughts, and whenever you go through them again, you will know exactly how I was thinking at that moment. So whenever you are feeling like, okay, I am getting a lot of ideas, or I am getting few, I am getting a good strategy, or I just want to note down important things that I have learned from a book or from a course, just go to mind map, open it and start my mapping it down. And this is how you will be able to stay very productive with your work, and you will also improve your focus. So this is the first activity. Now let's just talk about the second activity. So the second activity is maintaining an idea book. Okay, an idea book is very important because when you have an idea book, basically what is an idea book? Let's just understand. So what happens with us is, generally when you are trying to get an idea, you will never get an idea. Whenever you are thinking that let me just get an idea, an amazing idea that I can work on, an amazing content idea on which I can create a content, your mind got blank. But when you are doing some other activity, when you are sitting somewhere, when you are traveling, when you are walking, when you are sitting in a washroom, okay, it could be any place. But what happens when you are at some random place, you get lot of ideas, okay? And sometimes you are watching a video, sometimes maybe you are watching a course, sometimes maybe you're reading a book and you got an idea, okay? You hit some idea. So just have an idea book, and whenever you hit an idea, just write it down on that idea book. And suppose if you don't have your mobile phone in your hand at that particular moment, just keep that idea for a few minutes in your mind, and just pick your mobile phone, open your notepad and write it down there, okay? Just note it down in brief, okay, in one, two lines only, so that you actually get it back to you whenever needed, okay? And one of the best tool that I use for it is Google Keep. Google Keep is very simple. It comes with your Gmail account, so you can access it from your desktop, and also you can download the app in your mobile phone, and both are completely synced. So if you will write something on your desktop, it will be available on your mobile. And if you are writing something on your mobile, you can also access it from your desktop. No, any kind of integration needed or nothing. It completely synced. So it's a very, very, it comes very easy, very handy to use. And create an idea book in the Google Keep, and open it and write it down whenever you get an idea. So in this way, you can have a lot of content ideas for your marketing strategy. You can actually have different idea books for different categories as well. I have around 10 to 12 different categories in which I wrote my ideas. So if I will give you an example, I have an idea book about mindset and productivity related topics. I have an idea book about sales funnels. I have an idea book about email marketing. I have an idea book about offer creation. So I have different idea books related to the topics. And whenever I get an idea related to that topic, I write them down on that particular idea book. Or I have one common idea book as well, where if I got an idea which is not fitting in any of these categories, I will just go and write it down in that particular common idea book. So in this way, it's very easy. Ideas are in a very segregated manner available at all the time. I can access them from anywhere, and I can start working on them whenever needed. So it's one of the very, very powerful activity that is actually helping me a lot. So I thought let's just share it with you as well, and you can also try it. So this is the second activity, and let's just talk about the third one. So the third one is reflecting. Okay, reflection is very important. It's a little bit of mindset related thing, but I would say reflecting is also very important. If you are just doing the work day in and day out, and if you are not taking the time to sit back and think what you did and what you really want to do, have you asking yourself right questions on that, but on the time when you are reflecting is very important. So keep the time for reflection as well. When a particular time in a day when you will sit and you will just think about your life, you think about what you are doing, you think about what you really want to do, and how things are going. Are you moving in the right direction? Are you taking the right steps? Are you utilizing your time in the right way? Is there any pivoting is required? So just you are thinking about all these things. It's very important. Okay, so reflection is very important. When you reflect every single day about you, about your life, about the actions that you are taking, it will give you the it will boost your productivity, because you will be aware about your actions, you will be aware about your you will be aware about the things that you are doing in your life, and because of that awareness you will be able to stay more focused, stay more productive when you sit again to do the work. So this is what I feel is very important. These are the three very important activities that you should do on the continuous basis if you really want to stay focused and productive. So let me know what do you think about it, and which activity you are going to adopt and you are going to try. So I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.